Maintaining technologies. Systems must be maintained so they can continue to properly work together. As technology systems are updated, other systems that work with them may need to be updated as well. This includes hardware in addition to software, as certain updated programs may not be able to function on outdated hardware that doesn't meet performance specifications. Additionally, ever-evolving security threats require continued updates to protect against newly uncovered vulnerabilities. Maintaining technologies involves designating responsibility for maintenance to specific parties and individuals, setting maintenance policies and procedures, performing maintenance per a schedule, and regularly reassessing maintenance requirements. Reassessment is partially needed due to evolving maintenance requirements as technology ages. This, along with the expected remaining useful life of a given technology, can be used to help decide what technologies need to be replaced and when. Some technologies will be purchased and maintained by the organization, while others may be leased and possibly maintained by the vendor. It is important to determine who will be providing maintenance as part of the contracting discussions with vendors, since this will impact ongoing costs and staffing requirements. If the vendor will maintain the system, the organization may not need certain job positions at all. For example, cloud computing is the lease of a distributed database rather than investing in database hardware, software, support staff, and so on. Lease software is called software as a service, SaaS. In general, leasing can drastically reduce the initial investment and implementation time, but will increase the ongoing cost relative to a purchase. However, the cost of upgrades and maintenance will usually be the vendor's responsibility, and this may partially offset the higher ongoing cost of the lease. Ending a lease will end the provision of the service, however. For technologies that will be maintained in-house, these roles need to be explicit, including by ensuring that the maintenance role is listed in the job description. Once who will be maintaining technology is clear, it is important to set maintenance policies and procedures for the technologies so that it will likely remain useful over its expected life cycle. To monitor and control technology maintenance, policies and procedures should emphasize the necessity of developing and using testing protocols, such as testing samples for quality using specific sampling and testing procedures. Enforce restrictions on who can use existing technologies. There are acceptable parameters for use, for example, for equipment longevity, worker safety, or customer privacy, and specific checks and balances or controls on their use, such as required approvals for changes. Specify a process for assessing usage impacts and trade-offs related to the current state of machine wear, the maintenance impact of different configurations or rates of throughput, and so on to minimize risks to existing technologies. Develop priority planning techniques and communication skills for technology maintenance so that critical technology for ongoing operations, for example, for a bottleneck area, is maintained and any emergency situations get an immediate response. Determine maintenance schedules that minimize conflict with ongoing operations, including by scheduling maintenance after operation hours or in conjunction with changeovers. These policies will also require a communication element between the person doing the maintenance and the operators. Include a process for carrying some replacement parts in stock, ordering some replacement parts in advance of scheduled maintenance, and ordering other parts only on demand. The process should have an approval step for parts above a certain value. Assuming that the policies and procedures are well designed, maintenance scheduling and execution will be straightforward. There needs to be a system and process for expediting emergency maintenance and repairs. Advanced training and troubleshooting is important, since the cause of an unexpected breakdown will not necessarily be obvious. As technologies age, their maintenance requirements may change. Maintenance managers can compile data on part breakdown rates and revise what parts are kept in stock, for example. The expected remaining useful life of a technology can also be updated. This information should be provided not only to managers responsible for considering when and what technologies to upgrade, but also to the organization's accounting function, who can update depreciation rates.